Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years at Jagannath Puri, Episode 18, Jagat Ananda Pandit Visits Nadia, taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila, Chapter 19, The Inconceivable Behavior of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vande Tang Krishna Chaitanyam Matri Bhakta Shiromanim Pralapya Mukha Sangsarshi Madhu Jnane Lalasaya. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most exalted of all devotees of mothers, spoke like a madman, rubbing his face against the walls. Overwhelmed by emotions of ecstatic love, Lord Chaitanya would sometimes enter the Jagannath Vallabha garden in order to perform his pastimes. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the ecstasy of love of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus behaved like a madman, talking insanely all day and night. Jagadananda Pandit was a very dear devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya derived great pleasure from Jagadananda's activities. Knowing his mother to be greatly afflicted by separation from him, Lord Chaitanya would send Jagadananda Pandit to Navadvip every year just to console her. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Jagadananda Pandit, "Go to Nadia and offer my obeisances to my mother. Touch her lotus feet in my name. Tell her for me, please remember that I come here every day and offer my respects to your lotus feet. Any day you desire to feed me, certainly I come and accept whatever you offer. I have given up service to you and have accepted the vow of sannyas. I have thus become mad and have destroyed the principles of religion. Mother, please do not take this as an offense, for I am your son and I am completely dependent upon you. Please try to understand, I am staying here in Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, according to your order. So as long as I live, I shall not leave this place. Following the order of Paramananda Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his mother the prasad clothing left by Lord Jagannath after his pastimes as a cowherder boy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very carefully brought first-class prasadam from Lord Jagannath and sent it in separate packages to his mother and the devotees at Nadia. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the topmost gem of all devotees of mothers. Lord Chaitanya rendered service to his mother even after Lord Chaitanya had accepted the vow of sannyas. Jagadananda Pandit thus went to Nadia, and when Jagadananda met Sachi Mata, Jagadananda conveyed to Sachi Mata all the Lord's salutations. Jagadananda then met all the other devotees, headed by Advaita Acharya, and gave them the prasadam of Lord Jagannath. After staying for 1 month, Jagadananda took permission from Mother Sachi to leave. When Jagadananda went to Advaita Acharya and also asked his permission to return, Advaita Prabhu gave Jagadananda a message to deliver to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya had written a sonnet in equivocal language with an import that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu alone could understand, but others could not. In his sonnet, Advaita Prabhu first offered obeisances hundreds and thousands of times unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita then submitted the following statement at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Please inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad just like him. Inform Lord Chaitanya also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Furthermore, tell Lord Chaitanya that those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in the material world. Also, tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one who has also become a madman in ecstatic love, namely Advaita Prabhu, has spoken these words. So when he heard Advaita Acharya's statement, Jagadananda Pandit began laughing. And when Jagadananda returned to Jagannath Puri, Nilachala, Jagadananda informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of everything. After hearing the equivocal sonnet by Advaita Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quietly smiled and then said, That is his order. Then Lord Chaitanya fell silent. And although he knew the secret, Swarup Damodara Goswami inquired from Lord Chaitanya anyway. So, what is the meaning of this sonnet, my lord? I could not understand it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Advaita Acharya is a great worshipper of the Lord and is very expert in the regulative principles enjoined in the Vedic literatures. Advaita Acharya invites the Lord to come and be worshipped. And to perform the worship, Advaita Acharya keeps the deity for some time. After the worship is completed, Advaita Acharya sends the deity somewhere else. I do not know the meaning of this sonnet, nor do I know what is in Advaita Prabhu's mind. Yes, Advaita Acharya is a great mystic. No one can understand him. Advaita Acharya is expert in writing sonnets that even I myself cannot understand. Hearing this, all the devotees were astonished, especially Swarup Damodara, who became somewhat morose. Recorded June 29, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Hey Abhilashi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Jai Tumar Sharanaloy Taravancha Purnahoy कृपा कोरी कोरो तारे वृंदावन वासी तुलसी कृष्ण प्रेयासी नमो नमः मोर ए अभिलाष विलास कुंजे दियो वास नयन फेरी मो सदा युगला रूप राशि तुलसी कृष्ण प्रेयासी नमो नमः निदे दन्न धार शकीर अनुगत कोरो सेवा आदि खरादिये कोरो निज दासी तुलसी कृष्ण प्रेयासी नमो नमः दीन कृष्ण दासे खोय एयेन मोराहा श्री राधा गोविंद प्रेमे सदायेन भासी तुलसी कृष्ण प्रेयासी नमो नमः राधा कृष्ण सेवा भावो ए अभिलाषी तुलसी कृष्ण प्रेयासी नमो नमः Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha
O Tulasi, beloved of Krishna, I bow before you again and again. My desire is to obtain the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Whoever takes shelter of you has their wishes fulfilled. Bestowing your mercy, you make one a resident of Vrindavan. So my desire is that you will also give me a residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavana Dham. For thus within my vision, I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I beg you to make me a follower of the cowherder damsels of Braja. Please, give me the privilege of devotional service. Please, give me the privilege of devotional service. Please, give me the privilege of devotional service and make me your own maid servant. This very fallen and lowly servant of Krishna prays, Oh, may I always swim in the love of Sri Sri Radha and Govinda. Om Tat Sat.